Saddle.
Here's a saddle.
Yeah, this is a Western saddle. Yeah.
What sorts of things can you name on that?
Well, let's see. This is a flank cinch. This is a fender and a stirrup. And this is the cantle, I think. And
So the fender is this part that goes down to the stirrup. And this is the cantle, the part in back of the seat.
And this is the swell and the horn.
Okay, so the swell is under the horn.
And, gosh, I forget the name of these. They have names.
Are these used to tie things on?
Yeah. Saddle strings is what we used to always call them. There's a cinch that is not shown here that is more forward than this flank cinch.
Oh, okay. So what is the flank cinch used for?
Well, it really is used to keep the back of the saddle from coming up if the horse stops. Suddenly, like if you're roping and you want the horse to stop suddenly, the back could kind of come up, so this will help hold it down. But this isn't fastened too tightly. But the main cinch is probably hidden by the stirrup here.
Yeah, I bet that's it. Yep, that's great. A plus.
I think there are really lots more parts to it there that I don't remember.
Well, it's not a very good picture either.
No.
It's the best I can do. What do you use to rope horses?
Rope. Well, I guess you mean like a lariat?
Mm-hmm.
That would be the Mexican term, wouldn't it, for a rope? Or I think a lot of people just call them ropes.
Okay. If you had to transport rocks or dirt in your backyard, you would use something with a couple of...
Wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a bag made out of coarse material, a big bag made out of coarse material?
Like a gunny sack?
Mm-hmm. What would you call a boat with oars?
Rowboat.
Mm-hmm. A lion tamer uses a...
Whip.
And what's something you would hold in your hand to sharpen a knife?
Whetstone.
Mm-hmm. What's something larger you would use to sharpen an axe?
Are you thinking of something like a grindstone?
Yeah, sure. That works. What would you, you said a lion tamer uses a whip. What would a horseman use?
Like a quirt?
Mm-hmm.
Or a bat? Actually, yeah.
What's a bat?
A bat is a little short, it would be like a whip, but instead of having thongs on it that would hurt the horse, it has kind of a popper. It has a little flat leather thing that makes quite a loud noise, but really doesn't hurt the horse. You don't want to hurt him.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to kind of startle
him. That's interesting. What would you use to saw logs? It's a frame.
A frame.
Yeah, it has its two X's joined by...
A saw horse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, what would you call in carpentry? There's a frame that holds the boards flat. So it's like an A frame instead of an X frame, so that the boards will lay flat and you can saw them. You have another name for that, or?
No.
I haven't met too many carpenters. Okay.